This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The most recent results from Bethel City Subdivision water test are in, and it's good news. They show copper and lead levels now meeting federal standards. A large infrastructure project last fall is the suspected cause of why the levels had gone up. In 2016, copper and lead levels in city subdivision water were fine. Tests fell within the public health limits set by the federal government. Same in 2017. Then in the fall of 2018, the levels spiked above these standards. There was something else happening around that same time that Bethel's acting city manager, Bill Howell, suspects caused the increase.
The institutional corridor coming online could have affected the overall treatment of the system.
The institutional corridor expanded the city's water distribution system to begin piping water to several large buildings along Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway.
Our hospital, the adult corrections facility, the fish and wildlife building.
At the time the water's lead and copper testing was done in September, the city was also testing this new system. The project nearly doubles the amount of water pumping through the city subdivision water treatment plant. Suddenly, the city was treating a lot more water, and the way the city was treating that water could have made the water more corrosive.
Changes in treatment can affect pH. They can affect, you know, how much chlorine and other compounds we're adding to the water, and so there might be a bit of an adjustment period for that.
It looks as if the city's current treatment methods have stabilized the water. New tests taken the last week of July from the same locations as the initial tests show decreased levels of copper and lead, now meeting federal standards. And the most recent tests did not detect any lead or copper coming from the city subdivision water treatment plant, meaning that any lead or copper would be getting into the water from the piping system in the buildings.
Because it is the fixtures and the plumbing in people's houses that cause this.
How long the copper and lead levels were elevated in city subdivisions water is undetermined. It could have been any time between the testing in the fall of 2017 and this July when the water looked fine. The city is working with Dow Engineering and the Department of Environmental Conservation to further analyze why the levels increased. And all three entities together are hosting a public meeting at Bethel City Hall on August 20th to provide more information and answer questions. The meeting is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on August 20th. In statewide news, Governor Mike Dunleavy is agreeing to restore funding to the state senior benefits program. The $21 million in general funds pays low-income seniors an amount ranging from $76 to $250 a month. Dunleavy says he was moved to restore funds he vetoed after seniors spoke out on the importance of the program. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the governor signaled many deep cuts will remain when he presents his revised operating budget later this week.
Well, hello, everybody. Can you hear me back there?
Dunleavy spoke at a senior center in Chugiak as a few dozen people ate lunch.
We're going to be finalizing our budget here this week. But I just want to let you know that the funding for senior benefits is going to be in this year's budget, and you should start receiving those benefits sooner than later.
The administration aims to retroactively pay benefits that have not made it to recipients since the start of the fiscal year in July. The state announced on July 1st that it would stop payments to more than 11,000 seniors in order to contain costs and reduce dependence of individuals on state funds. Dunleavy says hearing feedback from seniors and their families changed his position on eliminating the payments.
You hear more and more folks, their personal stories about how this income helps them oftentimes stay independent, oftentimes helps them with food. I mean, you really get down to basics when you're talking with folks.
For many at the Chugiak Eagle River Senior Center, the governor's visit was a surprise. John Kerr says he didn't pay much attention to the governor's remarks. He doesn't receive any senior benefits, and he has no plans of leaving his home for a supported living facility. Still, Kerr says for some residents, this is a welcomed reversal in the budget battle.
And I think it's going to help them. I mean, for some of them, that's a pretty... would have been a pretty hefty cut.
Thomas Blavka agrees. He says the preservation of the senior benefits program was good news for people who rely on it, but he and his wife are more concerned about Pioneer Home rates increasing 40 to 140% starting next month.
It hurt. We could make it. Yeah, it hurt, yeah. We're in our 90s now. So won't be long. We'll be using some of them facilities.
Restored funding for senior benefits does not affect other programs that have attracted attention, like those reduced subsidies to the Pioneer Homes. DHSS Commissioner Adam Crum says the administration is trying to give Alaskans a realistic picture of the state's financial expenditures.
The whole goal of the Pioneer Home rate was to make sure that we were meeting, actually advertising what the cost of care is. It's very expensive for us as a state to do this. We want to make sure we maintain the level of care for those individuals, but we also have to have the honest conversation of how much it costs.
At the highest level of care, that means Pioneer Home residents currently paying about $6,800 a month will see an increase to $15,000 a month. The administration is not yet certain when senior benefits payments will be dispersed. In Chugiak, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
In municipal news, the Bethel City Council will be making a big decision tonight, whether or not to spend $13 million. It's for adding piped water and sewer in the avenues, about 112 homes behind AC. The city's grant manager, John Sargent, has been working on this project for a while. He says tonight's council meeting is a big day for the project.
It's a crucial point. This is the go-no-go decision.
Council is introducing a bond sale to First National Bank of Alaska tonight that will provide the city over $8 million to start spending on the avenues project right away. After that, Sargent says results could happen fast.
Our plan is to get all the engineering design done in a year and then construct in 1 year.
Of the $13 million total cost for the project, $5 million is from a U.S. Department of Agricultural grant. The remaining $8 million will come from the city's pockets. But Sargent says the project will pay for itself after several years.
7 or 8 years, I think the break-even is.
Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Sargent says that's because the city would save $1.6 million a year on hauled water to those homes. Sargent called the avenues project low-hanging fruit. It's close to the city subdivision water plant and allows the city to extend the pipes further. He also said the city has a preliminary engineering plan to revamp the water and sewer system in Bethel Heights. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for news Yuktun coming up.